Serious news, seriously entertaining. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Oh, happy, happy pre-4th of July. It is a Friday. I'm Gatos. Chad is out. The wise man is in.
Hello, Steve. Gatos.
Good to see you, man. Becky Lynn is in the news center. She keeps us up to date on what's happening. So one of the biggest stories that we've talked about, Roe v. Wade, being overturned. I don't think anybody knows what the law is here in Arizona. I've heard the current Maricopa County attorney give her opinion. People running for that office give their opinion. I haven't heard from Ducey. I don't know where he is. I've heard Brnovich, the AG, give his opinion. If his opinion is right, Arizona follows the 1901 law on abortion, which says you can only get one if the mother's life is in danger.
Well, and I've heard a lot of people complain, too, that we haven't had a new abortion law in over 100 years. I'm like, well, we didn't need one for a long time because we've had Roe for 50 years.
Right. So what is the law? I'll get it. Why don't we get another perspective? Joining us now is Chris Mays, Democratic candidate for Arizona Attorney General. Chris, how are you today?
Hi, guys. I'm doing great. How are you? It's great to be on with you.
Well, it's nice to have you. I mean, I know that everybody's trying to figure out what exactly is, you know, the law here in Arizona. Do you agree with Brnovich? Because I don't know if he's right or wrong. Are we to follow the 1901 law? You have a take on this. Is Brnovich right?
Well,
is that it?
Well, I think it's ridiculous. And Mark Brnovich basically wants to take us back to 1901 and impose on the state of Arizona and the women in our state a law that would potentially lock up doctors, nurses, pharmacists, anyone who assists in providing an abortion for up to 5 years. And so, you know, there is all of this confusion about which trigger law applies. You know, the governor is saying, well, the 15-week ban, with, by the way, has no exception for rape or incest. All of these laws that these guys want to impose on Arizona women have no exceptions for rape or incest, just absolutely none. And, you know, they want to impose it. Now, here's my position.
Well, do they want to impose it? Do they want to impose it? Or is that what they're supposed to be doing because it's on the books?
Well, they're on the books, but you know what else is on the books is the Arizona Constitution. And the Arizona Constitution has an express right to privacy. It's called Article 2, Section 8. And I believe our Constitution makes all of those abortion bans unconstitutional and unlawful. So this is where it gets very important that we elect an attorney general, and I am running for attorney general. I am the Democratic nominee for AG, who will follow the Constitution. And I have said, guys, we will not prosecute a woman or a doctor or a pharmacist or a nurse ever in the state of Arizona, because that Constitution, our Constitution, protects privacy. Guys, Arizonans believe in the right to privacy, and the vast majority of Arizonans believe that abortion and reproductive care should remain legal in our state.
We're talking to Chris Mays, Democratic candidate for Arizona Attorney General. And Chris, listen, I agree with you. I think it's ridiculous that we have to abide by a law from before we were a state, from over 100 years ago. I think that's ridiculous. And I don't like the law either. But that's not really Brnovich's fault, right? I mean, he didn't write the law. Neither did Ducey.
He didn't write it.
But what was he supposed to do? What was he supposed to say instead of, hey, the 1901 law is in effect?
Well, first of all, he could have read the Arizona Constitution and said, you know what, let's take this to the Supreme Court, the Arizona Supreme Court, and let the Supreme Court decide this issue of whether or not the right to privacy makes all of these trigger laws and all of these abortion bans unlawful. That's my position. It is Brnovich's fault. You know, he did not need to fall back to a 1901 law that essentially would throw doctors in prison and nurses and pharmacists. He did not need to do that. And, you know, we did not, these Republicans in the legislature did not need to pass a law that has no exception for rape or incest. I mean, it is so wildly out of step with where Arizonans actually are on this issue. So I think, you know, look, guys, here's the reality. We are facing a situation in the year 2022 in which women in Arizona are going to have to flee to California, New Mexico, Colorado, or Nevada to seek reproductive care, to seek a necessary abortion or potential deal with a miscarriage. It is dangerous. As we are on the cusp of celebrating the 4th of July, for the first time in Arizona history, Arizona women have fewer rights. Arizona women lost rights this year, this week. And for the first time that happened. And I think there's a lot of outraged women and men out there at what's happened.
Chris Mays is joining us, Democratic candidate for Arizona Attorney General. Okay, so I hear your emotion over it. I know how people feel. We've talked to both sides on this. But tell me, what is the law? What is it right now? If you're interpreting it, what are we supposed to follow? Specifically, what is the actual law in Arizona that we should be following now? You say it's not what Brnovich did in 1901. What is it?
I think what Brnovich has said he needs to do and is to that he's got to go and get an injunction lifted on that 1901 law. So I anticipate that's what he will attempt to do. And, you know, I think until he does lift it, my view is abortion is still legal in Arizona.
From what law are you looking at? How is it still legal? I'm wondering about the legalese of the whole stuff.
Yeah, because you've got to go get this injunction lifted that was placed on that old law after Roe.
So what happens when an injunction, what if he went and did the injunction, then what happens?
Then I think if he achieved the injunction, it would be illegal. And that's why it's so important for us to elect prosecutors like me who will read the Arizona Constitution and implement that privacy clause to protect the privacy rights of Arizonans and the ability of women to seek reproductive care. So, you know, this is the problem. They're all actually fighting with each other, the Republicans, over which law applies, right? And so you have all of this uncertainty, and medical providers the reality, guys, is that medical providers have stopped providing care because of this uncertainty. And the people who are hurt by that are the women who need the care. And doctors, of course, don't want to face prison time. Women don't want to face prison time because they've needed to get an abortion or they needed to have a miscarriage dealt with or have a DNC. You know, and it's crazy. This is a crazy situation for Arizona to be in. We have so many really serious issues. This is a very serious issue. We have so many other serious issues. You know, we have a water crisis in this state. We have an AG who is not prosecuting elder abuse right now. We should be combating consumer fraud. We should be addressing price gouging. We should be addressing our fentanyl crisis in Arizona.
Right.
But what are we doing? What are we doing? We're talking about locking up doctors for a 1901 abortion law.
One last question quickly for you, Chris Mays. 63% of Americans did not agree with overturning Roe v. Wade. That's 2/3 of the country disagreed with it. Would you support a ballot initiative and letting Arizonans vote for themselves this fall on abortion?
Yeah, and I think I think that there is an initiative right now out there. And at the end of the day, I believe whether or not that particular ballot initiative makes it, we are going to have a ballot initiative, whether it's 2022 or 2024. There will be a ballot initiative to codify privacy rights for women and the ability to have reproductive rights and abortion in Arizona. And I predict that ballot initiative, guys, that will pass overwhelmingly in the state of Arizona.
All right, Chris Mays, Democratic candidate for Arizona Attorney General. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. I don't think she knows what the law is either. I tried to ask her two or three different ways. Maybe I missed it, guys. I wanted to bring her on and what I know how Brnovich interpreted it. I know how the Maricopa County attorney has interpreted it. But Chris Mays, how do you interpret it? I didn't get that answer. Did I miss something?
No, you
did.
Did it go over my head?
Because it happens at times. I mean, I'm just
if
saying.
It happened, I missed it too. Listen, okay. I'm not usually one to defend Brnovich, but I think that he was interpreting the law. And by the way, Planned Parenthood, who's on the complete opposite spectrum politically, They're not doing abortions right now in Arizona because they also think that the 1901 law might be in play.
You can think the 1901 law is ridiculous.
Yeah, which I do.
Okay, great.
But there's a difference between that and actually saying, there's a difference between saying it's wrong and saying it's the law of the land. And that's what he's doing.
All right. Thanks to Chris Mays joining us on the show. Coming up next, the CDC is telling Arizonans to put their mask back on. Is anyone going to listen? That's coming up next in the Gatos and Chad Show.